Hello, my name is Gustavo. I am calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
I am a registered voter, yes.
All right, thank you so much. Let me ask you, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania,
Michigan.
Wisconsin, Michigan. All right, thank you so much. In what year were you born?
1960.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you would vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
I'm registered to vote, and I always vote.
Oh, so we could say that you are almost certain to vote, right?
Yeah. You can't complain if you don't vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The economy and inflation.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
The economy and inflation.
Economy and inflation. All right, thank you so much. All right, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Trump.
All right, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
All right, thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. For instance, Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you so much. For Donald Trump?
90.
All right. Thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Republican candidate.
All right, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
And do you trust Donald Trump somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. All right. Thank you so much. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. For you, you are strongly agree with this statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right, thank you. And now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. You strongly agree with this statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right, thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. What about this statement? That the same options if you're solely agreeing with
me. Repeat that statement to me, please.
Yeah, no problem. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right, thank you. And now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. What about this statement?
I would somewhat agree with that.
Somewhat agree. All right. Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. For the next statement, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. The options, you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. What about this statement?
I somewhat agree with that.
Somewhat agree. All right. Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. Thank you so much. And now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. For you, this idea is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. For you, this idea is much more likely, somewhat more
likely.
Somewhat more likely,
somewhat
less. All right, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. You are much more likely, somewhat more likely with this, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this part, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Thank you so much. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. You are very concerned with these statements, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
A little concerned.
All right, thank you. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. What about this statement? You are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right, thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Not at all concerned.
All right, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to the 4 million of migrants. What about this statement? You are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right, and the last one for this part. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Not at all concerned.
All right, thank you so much. Now I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. And Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And which one, which statement comes closer to you?
Donald Trump, because I guess Donald Trump, because we need to shut the border.
All right, and Donald Trump, for you, it approaches somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat closer.
All right, thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
All right, thank you. Spencer can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your coworker, family member, acquaintance, or friend?
One is a friend, one is a coworker.
A coworker, I mean, maybe a partner at the job, and
yes.
A friend.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list, and please, for each one, you can tell me if yes or no. For example, WhatsApp. Do you use it to get your news?
No.
All right, thank you. OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Okay, Univision or Telemundo?
No.
MSNBC and CNN?
Yes.
All right. Fox News Channel or website?
Yes.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Facebook?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram?
No.
All right, thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace heritage?
Germany.
Germany. All right, thank you so much. Thank you. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Mainland.
Right. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No. They were born born in the U.S. mainland.
All right. Thank you so much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Always English.
Always English. All right. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
All right, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Closer to the Republican Party.
All right, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
All right, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4-year college.
All right, thank you so much. And what is your religion, if any?
I guess just Christian.
Christian, like Protestant, Catholic?
Protestant. Protestant would be. Yep.
All right, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
First name is Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N.
Can you repeat it again?
First name is Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N.
M-A-N. All right. Thank you so much. And, well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, I'm not. Thank you, though.
All right, thank you. So this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.